So I love to talk about stuff that's trending because I'm always interested in what you have to think about. It's weird, the stuff that trends. You know, there's so many interesting stories out there, but like something just hits. And next thing you know, you see it everywhere. And this one is my favorite story, I think. So there's this woman named Marissa Pierce, and she caught the attention of over 5 million people on TikTok when she posted a video of herself worrying if the email she was about to send her boss was okay, because she was literally laying in a bed in labor. She was in labor. Instead of worrying about, like, it's her first kid, by the way. Instead of worrying about the things you worry about in labor, like, will I be okay? Is it going to be painful? Is the baby going to be okay? No, she's like, oh, I went into labor early. My boss is expecting me at work in a couple of hours. I got to send him an email. Mm-hmm. So it's written. You can't really hear her, but otherwise I'd play the video for you. But okay, so she reads the email out loud. She writes, I am in labor. I just got admitted to the hospital. Smiley face. Would it be okay if my mom or brother picked up my paycheck tomorrow? ?
She's worried about her paycheck.
Then she asked her partner, does that sound okay? And he's like, yeah, that's perfect. Send it. Like, you're in labor. Don't worry about it. But what was really interesting about it is how it set off all of these women talking about what it's like being a woman in the workforce. Like, a guy would never think like that. If anything happened to a guy, he'd be like, I'm not coming in tomorrow, or, you know, I'm sick or whatever. He wouldn't even think twice.
Mm.
But so women were writing back to her and writing, my boss texted me while I was in the hospital asking if I was going to make it to work at all that week. That was one woman.
Right.
Another woman said, I had to have my son 3.5 months early. And the first thing I said was, well, what about work?
Mm-hmm. Because I already picked to have this time off, so.
Yeah, right. A boss wrote back. A woman said, I'm in labor. And the boss wrote back and said, please come in with a doctor's note. The baby will not count as one, seeing as we need it on file.
Nice.
Like, don't just show me your baby. I need a doctor's note so we can put it on file that you missed a day of work because you were giving birth. Like, how dare you?
All right. A, they know that she's going to give birth at some point, unless you're one of those, I didn't know I was pregnant people. You know,
right.
You know that she's going to be having, you should have had that conversation. You know, I'm going to have this baby. I'm not going to be in for a while. So you should figure it out.
But that's the upsetting thing, and that's what women are saying. Like, sometimes they give you a due date, but you give birth early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in fact, this one woman said that she had given birth, she was like 2 weeks early, and she texted her boss and said, hey, I went into labor 2 weeks earlier. And the boss wrote back to her and said, I understand, but next time, please don't let us know at the last minute. Huh?
Yeah.
See, I don't think the baby is just like, well, I know I'm a little early, but maybe you want to let you know. It's only last minute. Like, it's giving birth.
When I called my boss many years ago for my first child and said, I can't make it in today, I was doing mornings. So I called him at like, I don't know, 3 o'clock in the morning. And he said, well, you have a remote today at 4.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to make it? And I said, maybe. I don't know. Well, what about tomorrow? We can cover today, but what about tomorrow? And I said, I will be in tomorrow. So that's my life. So
right.
I think it depends on A, if your boss is a douche, and C, B, what kind of job you do for a living.
I think it's nice that you were willing to be there with your wife and do all that kind of stuff, but it's harder for women because your wife could not have called into her job and said, I might not make it in. I will be in tomorrow. There was no way she was going to give birth and then show up at work the next day.
But is that not radio? Well, you have a remote. We don't have anybody else to do the remote. What are we going to do?
Right. Exactly. The remote is more important than your wife giving, than the birth of your first child. Like, that's not our problem.
Yeah. 4 o'clock, I got to be at a car dealership. I'm pretty sure you can put anybody on that remote. No, you have to be there. They want you. I'm sorry. If I can make it, I'll make it.
I was at a radio station, and one of our interns who was like working her way to be an assistant, she was terrific. Everybody loved her. She had a seizure at work, and we called 911 and they took her to the hospital. And I went and I told the boss, and the boss said to me, why didn't she ask before she left? What? She had a seizure and left in an ambulance. What were you expecting her to do? Like, huh?
Yeah, see, there's people that are just douches. I mean, you can't get around it. There's some bosses that are awesome, some that are complete assholes that don't deserve to be a boss. And that's one of them.
But I think this also speaks to, like, women in the workforce. This is one of the reasons why women have it harder. And I, you know, and as a woman who doesn't have children, who's never going to have children, I've made that decision early on. You know, I feel bad for my female counterparts who have kids. Like, I'll be in a situation. See, it works for me because, you know me, I would rather work more. Mm-hmm. So I was in a situation where I was working with this woman who had twins, and the twins were sick and nobody was able to take care of them. She had to go to school and pick them up, or one of them, whatever it was. And they were like, can you cover her shift? Yes, I can. I'm at night. She's an afternoon drive. Yes, I can come in and do afternoon drive. Of course. Please. Stay out for a couple of days. Make sure the kids are fine.
Yeah, that's just a nightmare thing when you work and you don't have somebody like your parents that can go pick up the kids. They're not working. Yeah. You know, that it's just a nightmare situation for anybody.
Right. Yeah, it's true. For anybody. I do agree. It's not just women. But it's mostly women.